The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Baba Masih Ada Fiud. Today's stuff is being studied in Nishmat Manat Zekanatiya Fabat Sarab, the Nishmat of Ram Minister, Wahashem Tirham Megan Eden Amen. We begin today's stuff on Tet Amud Bet, starting from the Mishnah again. Hayaru Chemagabe Behemag, I was riding on an animal, Veraat, the Metsiah, he saw the Metsiah while he was sitting on the animal. Amal Haverot, and now he tells his friend, give it to me. Nitana, he took it. Ve'amar, and he's a chiti ba'ez, I'm keeping it for myself. Zachaba, I could keep it. Imishanatano, amar, and he's a chiti ba'ez. But if he gave it to him, and then he comes along and says, and he's a chiti ba'ez techila, I really was zochir for it originally. No, amar kelung. Once he gives it to him, and she says, either we say he gave it to him as a matana, or we say from the fact that he gave it to him, it's a megalena mafreya, that he never picked it up really for himself, and they always picked it up for the guy, and therefore the guy in the tzorchev is zochev. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Tena anatam, we learned over there in Masechet Pe'ah. Mishali ketet pe'ah. A guy picked pe'ah. Pe'ah is the items that you leave on the corner of the field for the anim. So mishali ketet pe'ah. A guy collected pe'ah. Ve'amar hareze lepenoni ani. I'm picking this up for so and so. Ani, Rashi, who are we talking about? One finger on Rashi. Mishli kedet ha-pe'a adam ba'alma, she'inu ba'al sadeh. And we're talking about not the owner of the field, Stam a guy. Di'ibi ba'al sadeh, lo amar abilezer zakha. Deleka ma'amar, migu de zakhi le'nafsheh. De'afilu ani muzharu, shalol l'kot pe'a misadeh shelo. Which means, we're going to say over here, a guy, a stranger, goes to the field, and he's picking up the pe'ani as kavanah for somebody else. That works. Why? Because Miku the Zakhir and Afshe, Zakhir and Amir Havre, since he can be Zokheh for himself, he can be Zokheh for others. So that she just pointed out that it's only talking about a stranger. But the guy himself who owns the field, he has to give Pe'ah, even if he's an Ani, he has to give Pe'ah from his own field. So then we cannot say Miku the Zakhir and Afshe, Zakhir and Amir Havre. But a stranger that comes from another ani, let's say, that picks up, I don't want it for myself, I want it for the other guy, it's zakhano. Very good. Rachamim omrim, yitenen al ani, and I'm sorry, sure. Rachamim say, no, you're not zuche. You got to give it to the first ani that surfaces. So, Amar Ula, Ula explains this Mishnah. Amar Yoshua ben Nevi machaloket me'ashir le'ani. Oh, the machloket over here is talking about where an ashir is actually picking up the pe'ah. Ashir is not entitled to pe'ah. He's a rich guy. But that's the ma'aloka where Ashir guy is picking up the pe'ah, what coming out to be zocheh it for somebody else. Then a beer guy is a savan migu di'i ba'im mafkin nechseh, ta'avi ani v'hazile, hashtanameh, hazile. Because of a migu. He technically, if he wanted to, could have made all his property hefker, this rich guy, and then become an ani, and therefore be entitled to pe'ah. I mean, there is a way for Ashir to become entitled. How? Let him be mafkin all his nechasim. Oh, once you say that migu, now he's technically entitled, potentially, to pe'ah. And then I could say, once somebody can be zocheh for himself, they can be zocheh for others. But Rabbanan Savri, had migo amrina, tre migo lo amrina. Now, can we say, no, one migo you say, but two migos you're not going to say, because you have to say two migos. You have to say, migo that he has the ability to mafkir his nechassim to make himself an ani. And now once you say that, migo de zakhil nafsheh, migo de zakhil nafsheh. Now two migos you don't say. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, avam ba'ani la'ani, but a poor man to a poor man. And a poor man is picking up the pe'ah to be zochet for another poor man. Everybody will say it worked. Everybody will say that you say one migo, that since he can be zochet for himself, because he's an ani, he can be zocheh for others. Okay? So that's the way Ula understood the Mishnah, that me'ashir la'ani mahloket, aval me'ani la'ani, divrei hakol, he can be zocheh for others. Amar le'Rav Nachman, le'onas, Rav Nachman comes to argue. Rav Nachman says to Ula, ve'lem amor, me'ani la'ani mahloket, why don't you say as well, that even from Ani La'ani is indeed a machloket. Which means, and the rabbis are going to say, Lo Zakha as well, that just like they said by Ashir, that Ani no good, I'll tell you also Ani La'ani also is going to be no good. Why? So he says, Deha Mitzi'ah Hakol Aniim Etzla. When it comes to a metziah, everybody's equal. Everybody has a right to take a metziah. That's like an ani to pe'ah. Metziah, everybody has a legality to take it. Utnan, and we heard in our Mishnah, Hayaruchim agabe behema. Guy was riding on the animal, and he saw the metziah on the floor. Give it to me. Netala. The guy picked it up. Ve'amar ani zachiti ba. And I'm zoche zachaba. What's the deen? The guy who picks it up is indeed zoche ba. So let's just catch up in Ashi for a second. The hametziah hakol ani mitzla. Come on. Hakol kashirim neskot ba kaneim kaneim bepeah. Utnan magbiya mitziyan chaveru lo kana chaveru v'lo amrinan migo, and we don't say migo. We say the guy who picked it up is zoche. Diaba ba'e hava zoche de nafshe zoche namin chavre ki magbal kula l'shem chaveru. Utnan ayaruchev v'amar ani zochid makas l'kana dacha ani rotzil l'skot pa'achshav ka'amar umodeu shemetechila igbiya l'shem chaveru. They're learning the Mishnah at this point. We're learning the Mishnah where the guy picked it up initially with coming out for his friend, and then he comes along and he says, "No, I changed my mind. Then I want it to be mine." Oh, and what do we say in the Mishnah? That he is indeed zoche. That means what? That even when a person picks up an item that he can't, we can't say migu dezach, he can't be zoche lenafshe. Migu dezach lenafshe, zachi lechavre, because the mitziah is legal for both of them. And still we said in the Mishnah that even though he picked it up initially for his friend, he's able to change his mind and say no, and he's zachiti lo. So the Gemara says, I amad bishlama. Ma'ani la'ani machloket. If you'll say, as Rav Nachman's claim, that by pe'ah, that ani la'ani is a machloket, meaning that one ani that picks it up, the rabbis are going to come and say, lo zakha, meaning that when the ani picks it up, the shem, the friend, right, so no good. Oh, the Mishnah works out good. Matnitin ma'ani, Rabbanani. The Mishnah is going like shitat Rabbanan. How? Look at the top of the Rashi, look at the bottom of the Rashi, please, on the Amud Bet. I amad b'shlama. Machloket, ani ani machloket. Amri rabbanan do amri namigu dezek nefshe zechin amin chavre. Ela echad digbiya ledaat shenehim. Which maybe I'll tell you, the rabbis will say, the only time you say migu dezek nefshe zechin chavre is when they picked up together. Where each guy is being zoche for himself, and so when they both want to be zoche, they're both there. Mashenkin, when one guy is picking it up in order to be zoche for the other guy, the rabbis are going to say, no good. Which means, maybe, if you can tell me the rabbis are going to say, you're just setting up the question. Maybe the rabbis that hold what? Ani la'ani is no good. Oh, so when did the rabbis say, Miku dezechin nefshin zechin naham nahavre? They only hold that concept when two guys picked up the mitziat together. Oh, and they both want to be zochei for themselves, and they see the other guy there as well. Oh, then we'll say that he's picking up for himself and his friend, and the other guy's picking up for himself and his friend. Yahlok. In that case, fine. But in the case where Stam, where a guy's picking up totally for his friend, he's not being zoche for himself, he's like the ani, the ani. The ani is going to the pe'ah field, picking it up, and wants to be zoche for his friend. In that case, over the rabbis are going to say, no, then the Mishnah makes sense. So I'm reading inside again. I am at Mishnah, I'm ani, the ani, the machaloket. Matnitin mani, who's the author of Mishnah? Rabbanan. I'll say the author of Mishnah is going like Shitat Rabbanan. How? Taprashi. Matnitin Rabbanani Vashmi'in and Resha. And the Resha, the first case of the Mishnah, Tehecha Dezachi Be Ihu, where the original guy picked it up. Amrinan Migo, where the guy, what's the first case in the Mishnah? The guy was riding on the horse, whatever, the hamor, and he saw a mitziah, right? And he comes along and he says, bring me the mitziah, give it to me. And what do we say in the Mishnah? The guy picks it up, and we're understanding now that originally he picked it up really l'shem, his friend. And still, what do we say in the Mishnah? That he gets to keep it. So what do you see from that? The Zachi Be'ihu, Amrinan Migo, we're going to say a migo. Which migo we're going to say? We're going to say that L'chara, once he picks it up for his friend, once he picks it up for his friend, so then already it should belong to his friend. And still we say what? No. He could keep it. He could keep it to himself. But continue Rashi for a minute. V'sefa ashmi'inan v'hecha de'lo zachi be'ihu migo de'iba e'zache lo amrinan. What does it mean again, Rabbanan? What is Rabbanan saying? Shekeshem sheledatam en ani yachol l'skot la'ani acher. Good. Just like one ani cannot be zoche for another ani af sheyachol l'skot la'atzmo, kach mesi'a en amagbiya yachol l'skot avur arrochev af sheyachol l'skot ba la'atzmo. Oh, that the guy on the ground cannot be zoche for his friend, even though he be zoche for himself. That's why in the Resha the Mishnah, what we say? The Resha the Mishnah is that he can keep it. Even though, l'chaura, he can be zoche for sure. Even, anyway, assuming that that was the case, we picked it up for the sake of his friend. And Ulfiza, I'm reading Perush, Matanua Mishnah Yishona. Ah, that's the. Okay, I got it. The first Mishnah, the Perek, Mishnah Muhazim Betalet, that's what Mishim means over. Vashmin and Resha. Resha is not Resha v'Amishnah. Resha is the bit. That what? Dehecha dezachi be'ihu amin amigo. Which is where they're both picking it up. They're both picking it up. Then you say, migu dezachi l'nafshe, zachi namin l'chavre. Because each guy technically is being zocheh for himself, and then he can already be zocheh for himself. However, ashmihin adecha, v'simash b'dehecha delo zachi be'ihu, where he wasn't zocheh for himself, where the guy's picking it up totally for the other guy. Oh, so now we understand perfect. Meaning, the rabbis are going to say, Me'ani le'ani lo zacha. What's the case? Ani went to the field of the pe'ah, picked it up for Peloni. What is the rabbis going to say? Lo zacha. Why? We don't say migu dezachi lenafshe, since he can be zocheh for himself, but he can be zocheh for somebody else. Ela even ani la'ani, no good. Oh, that's good. Then now I have an author to our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is the exact same case. Guy picks up a mitzi'ah, his kavanah is for the rochev. And still what does the Mishnah say? That he keeps it. Then he can say, I'm keeping it for myself. Also, you see what? We have an author of a Mishnah. The rabbis that said, Me'ani la'ani, no good, are the author of the first case of our Mishnah, that when the guy tells him, please be, give it to me, and he picked it up for him, like that, he picked up the pe'ah for the other guy, and still what does the deen say? He can keep it for himself. If you said, Migu dezach l'nafshe, then he can't keep it for himself. Once he picked it up, it belongs to that other guy, because he picked it up for him. And from the fact that he said he can keep it, so you see what? You see that the Mishnah is going like the rabbis, and Ani Lani is machloker. However, just go one more time. Ma'ani Lani devrekol, avali aval ma'a. Ma'arabaran, ela iyamat, top line. Iyamat, ma'ashir ma'ani machloker. But if you say the machloket over there in Pe'ah, it's only by Ashir Ta'ani. And the whole machloket is, do you say two migos, or you say one migo? אבל מעני לעני דברי הכל זכה לו, but if you say that what, מעני לעני, everybody is going to hold that when the ani picks it up for the other guy, for the other ani, the other ani is זוכה. המעני, who is the author, לא רבנן ולא רבי אליעזר, then you have no author to the Mishnah, because our Mishnah is saying when he picks it up for the other guy, he keeps it. Whereas you're saying there's no machloket me'ani la'ani, everybody says he has to, everybody says he is zocheh. Which means if you're going to say the me'ani la'ani, devrei hakol zachalo, that means when the ani picks up automatically belongs to that guy, zachalo. And our Mishnah was saying, no, he picked it up for that guy and he could keep it. There is no author to the Mishnah. This is Amani, lo rabbanan, v'lo rabbi li'ezer, amar leh. Oh, so that's basically the question that Rav Nachman asked Ula. Yeah. Rav Nachman comes along and says, Bishlama, according to me, that I want to come along and say that Me'ani La'ani is a machloket, I have an author to the Mishnah. But according to you that want to say that Me'ani La'ani, you, Ula, want to say Me'ani La'ani is the V'rei Kol Zakha, who's the author of the Mishnah? So he says, Amale Sa'ula tells Rav Nachman, Matnitin de Amar Tehila. The Mishnah is talking about where he said Tehila. Mazatara, Rashi, third line. Hi, Anizachiti ba de Ka'amar. That what he told them, Anizachiti ba Tehila Ka'amarle. Which means he says, initially when I picked it up for myself. Betehilaik batia litzurki. The law litzurkicha. Ulaulam magbiya mitzia la havero. Kana havero dumia ma'anilani. Really, I'll tell you. Ma'anilani is no mahlok. And really, when a guy picks it up for his friend initially, he belongs to his friend. But that's the chisim of our Mishnah. Our case of the Mishnah is, when he picked it up, this guy picked it up for himself. Because ani zachiti bo tehila. Tehila means I picked it up for myself. That's why the Mishnah says he's able to say he could keep it. But in a chename, if he picked it up initially for the other guy, he has to give it to the other guy. Ma'ani lani will be zokhe. Very simple. Right? And that's the lashon of the Mishnah. Amar ani zachiti ba zachaba. Right? He said ani zachiti ba. Im mishnatnu lo amar ani zachiti ba tehila. That's the sefer of the Mishnah. But after say he gives it to him, if he gives it to him, let's say, and then he comes, oh, I was okay, tehila. No, too late. Because he gave it to him. Once he gave it to him, I mean, you can't say he's okay, but tehila. But if he held it, then he's okay, tehila. Hachinami mistabra. And the Gemara says, you know, must be that's talking about the case where he was okay, tehila for himself. Diktani sefa, because it says in the sefa of the Mishnah. If we gave it to him, he gave it to the guy, no, no, Hamor, Amar, and he's a chiti bat tehila, lo Amar kilum. Now, let's analyze it outside for a second. What does it mean? And he's a chiti bat tehila. I was zoche to it first, tehila. It cannot mean that he's telling the guy that I was zoche to it before I gave it to you, because that's pashut. Obviously, it means I was okay before I gave it to you. You don't have to tell me that. I was okay after I gave it to you. You don't have to use the word tehila. Just say, ani zachiti ba. If that's all it means to say is ani zachiti ba, meaning before I gave it to you, just say, what is it? Ani zachiti ba, tehila. Tehila must mean he's telling the guy, no, I was okay initially when I picked it up. The tehila is backing it up all the way to the time when he picked it up. And still it's saying, yeah, when you gave it to him, you canceled. We don't assume that when a guy picked it up initially for himself, and then you can give it to him. That make any sense? Why'd you give it to him then? Ela must be what? When you give it to him, you say really initially he didn't pick it up for himself. But if he didn't give it and he kept it himself, that means you see why he could keep it. Because why? We say that migu de zachi. In the case of our Mishnah, which I can tell you is, I can tell you, that the other guy is okay, but this case, he was okay for it himself. Beautiful. He gave what says. That's what we picked it up for himself. Diktani says, "Vay mishnah tula amar ani zakhiti ba tehila, lo amar kedum tehila b'sefa lamali pshita afal gav de lo amar tehila tehila ka amar." You don't have to say the word tehila. He's telling him, "I was okay first. Of course, he was okay. You mean to say he's okay before I gave it to you? You have to tell me the word tehila." El alav akamashmalan resha de amar tehila. Ella, it's coming to teach me over here that in the Nesha, the Amar Tehila, that it's going back on the first case as well. That the first case, when he picked it up, it's a Tehila case. That means when he picked it up first. That's why he keeps it. Because initially, the Hadush of the Tehila is in the, going to explain the first case as well. That when he picked it up initially for himself. The Idach Tana Sefa, the Giluye. Okay. So, Resha de Amar Tehila, please. Sefa, see Rashi. Actually, go one back. Hakinami mistabra the zakhiti tehilam shat hagbaha. Kamar malitim bediktani sefa. The it tehila de sefa lav mishat hagbaha. Kamar elari zakhiti tehila kolim she natna lecha nitkavat diskot ba lamali lemitni ba. We have to tell me that tehila pshita dafilu lo amar tehila beferush mistamad tehila kamar. Zimimatz lemar elizu chebach shav behalo enin abiyadi. Correct? When you says tehila. what, it must mean that extra word that he's saying, I was zocheh for it from the beginning. Because if it just means, ani zachiti ba'atira, meaning before I gave it to you, you have to tell me that. Mm-hmm. What's my other option? Before I gave it to you, as opposed to after I gave it to you? Of course, I was zocheh before I gave it to you. I can't be zocheh with it for after it's in your hands. And the extra word, tehila, must mean, it's just, el alav, and actually, she hakama shwala, dereshad de matnitin, dektali zachaba. Oh, there's only one case, bedamar tehila, which means, when the case was tehila. Well, he's telling the guy says, hey, pick up that mesia for me. He says to the guy, okay, and he goes, picks it up. He says, you know what, I'm keeping it. You know why? Because I was okay with tehillah. Meaning when I picked it up, my kavanah was for me. But the sefer's chadush says, even if he claims he picked it up for himself, once you give it over, can't say that. You know why? Because by the fact that he gave it to him, he reveals his intention initially that he really picked up for his friend. Guys, changing his mind every 2 seconds? He picked it up right for himself. Now he gives it. But he can't fool around like that. Masha'en ken, in the reshad, in the case of talking about mamash, techila, like we said, and he said, hey, pick up that iron for me. I picked it up first. What do you mean, pick it up first? Me for me. I pick it up for you, very good. Then you own it. Because really, I'll tell you again, this is all Ula talking. Really, I'll tell you that me'ani la'ani is the v'rakot. V'rakot zakha, the other guy. That's talking about because the guy picked up for his friend. Yeah, once an ani picks up for his friend, it's by him already. He cannot keep it. It's by him. He was zakhin of sheikh, but how a case is talking about, he picked it up for himself first. And how is Rav Nachman going to learn? How is Rav Nachman going to learn the word tehila? Ve'idach, tana sefa legiluye resha. The sefa is going to reveal what the resha is. Sefa de amar tehila. Resha de lo amar tehila. Right. Which means, adaba. From the fact that I said the word tehila and the sefa, it's dafka the sefa is case of tehila. But the Resha is not. The Resha is a case where Mamash, when he picked it up initially for the Rukhif. And that's why you have to... And what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says he can't keep it. Oh, so therefore you say what? He can keep it. And you have to say Ma'ani Lani is Mahlokit. And the Mishnah is going like the banan. That's going to say what? That Ma'ani Lani is a Mahlokit. That even though you pick it up for that guy, you keep it yourself. Similarly, that's the case of our Mishnah. And the Resha's case is talking about where he actually picked it up Mamash for his friend. He picked it up for his friend, and then it works. Comes the Gemara and says, good. Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda Adam Itar Vayu, the two rabbis. Magbiya Mitziah L'Chavero, Lo Kana Chavero. Oh, simple case. Magbiya Mitziah L'Chavero, guy sees Mitziah on the street. Picks it up for his friend, no good. My tama, Abi Tofes Lebal Chov, Bemkom Shechav La'Achayrim. Vat Tofes Lebal Chov, Bemkom Shechav La'Achayrim, Lo Kana. Famous rule. Rule is like this, Tofes Lebal Chov. I come along, okay, you have Reuven Shimon Levi. Reuven owes Levi money. Okay? Shimon comes along to Levi. He doesn't do Levi. Reuven comes to... what did I say? Reuven owes Levi money. Shimon goes to Reuven. He's going to be a good citizen. Wants to help Levi. Grabs money from Reuven in order to give it to Levi. He's going to collect the money for him. Shistofes. Not for himself. He wants to be zocher. It's zechut for Levi. Correct? Zachin Adam, Shalom b'fanav. However, if let's say that Reuven owes other people money, so you're being tofes lebal chov, but you're hurting other people. Because somebody else could have came and taken that money for himself. So we have a rule, tofes lebal chov, b'mkom shechav la'acharini, lo kana, lo zacha. That's chav la'acharini. Similarly, by mitziah. You know, there's a lost item. Everybody has an equal right. Everybody's owed this mitziah, so to speak. Everybody's connected to the mitziah. So, it's fair game for everybody. So I come along, you know what, I'm being a good, nice guy. I'm going to pick up the mitziah for the Uven. Not for me. Sure, the Uven. No good. What do you mean? Zechina, that was called a palav. It's a zechut for him. Yeah, it's a zechut for him, but it's hurting everybody else who could have picked it up and put it in their pocket. b'shav laharini. That's what they hold. And magbiya mitzia mitzorek havero lo zacha midi dehavi atofes the baal chov v'mkom shehav laharini. But he's not picking it up for himself. You want to be zochet to the other guy. If he's picking it up for himself, pick it up for himself. We're not going to say migu de zaki de nafshe, zaki le chavre where it's hav la harini, what's hurting somebody else. If he would have picked it up for himself, that's the case of the first Mishnah, where two guys picked up at the end of the Mishnah, two guys pick up a talet for themselves. So then we say, but the only way it's going to work is if each guy is being zochet for the other guy, because otherwise you have to tell it's on the floor. So when I pick up my half, I mean for myself, and for my friend, and he's picking up the other half. He wants to be zochet this part for himself and for his friend. Oh, that's good, because we're actually being zochet for ourselves. If I have a piece of the action, we don't say havla harini. But here I'm not picking up for myself. I'm picking up totally, 100% of this metziah belongs to Peloni. I want to be zochet, zechina de sofarav. No, there's havla harini. You're hurting other people. Somebody else could have taken it and put it in his pocket. Rav has a question on this. Etive Rabban Rav Nachman. Rav has a question on Rav Nachman. Metziat pu'el la'atzmo. Guy's a worker. Whatever the worker finds on the job, he gets to keep the item for himself. As he's working. Oh, wait, not so simple. Bamid avarim amurim, bizman shamar lo, ba'al abayit, nakesh emi hayom. What does nakesh mean? Do a pruning?
Weed.
Okay, weeding. Take out the weeds of my field. That's the work. Ador emi hayom. Or dig for me, hoe for me today. Which means, when he gives him a specific job, listen, I'm not working you for every single job, it's not yours. He gave me two specific jobs. Either nakesh emi hayom, or ador emi hayom. So therefore, when I found this item, I'm not working for you on every single item that I'm doing. Of course, I'll keep the item, and I'll have to compensate the balabai for the time that I didn't plow, or the time that I didn't hoe, whatever it is. But I get to keep the item. No. All your work that you're doing today is for me. Everything. Then the mitziah really belongs to the balabai, because really he's obligated whatever work, getting the mitziah is also work. So it depends if it's a specific job he was hired for or a general job. So what's the question? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Nakesh imi hayom. Yeah? Nakesh imi hayom. The loan is scar emo el nikush veidur. So we have betzia and do melechet balabait. We cannot poil. The who you know kill him scaro. The duck from the time that he you know went to find the scar po that nikush veidur kol shatak baha. The time that took him to lift it up, he has to reimburse him for the time loss. Amalo asim mi melechah yom kol melechah shu osem melechet balabait uve kana balabait alma. Here the po'el is picking up the mitzi'ah, and who's owning it? The balabayit, even though he's hurting other people. So you see, in the street. No, mitzi'ah is without that. No, it's not. He's working, whatever. It takes time. He has to walk to the street. He picks up the mitzi'ah. We say, oh, you know what? He picked up the mitzi'ah. Belongs to the balabayit. What do you mean? This is hurting other people. Easy answer. Shani poel liyado ki yad balabayitu. The poel's hand is an extension of the balabayit's hand. So it's not like another guy. It's like the balabayit picked it up. Oh, what do you mean? He's an extension of the balabayit. Ha-marav poel yachol la'azor bo afidu b'chatzi hayom. A poel is able to quit even midday. Which means, they tell you, I'm going to work 9 to 5, no problem. 12 o'clock, the guy says, you know what, the job's crazy. I'll see you later, I quit. I quit. So you see what? That the hand of the poel is not the hand of the balabai, because you see the guy's on his own. Because the guy can quit in the middle of the day. So Gemara says, Amale, kol kama delo hadarbe, ki ad balabai tu. Until he quits, he's considered the hand of the balabai. Once he quits, you're right. Now, ki hadarbe, the reason why I can retract is a different reason. Tama harina ulichtiv kili bnei Yisrael abadim avadayim velo avadim avadim, which is no one man is a slave to another man. We are slaves like those Baruch Hu. So a guy can come along and say, "What do you mean? You're my worker for today. You can't quit." Listen, I'm a slave of Borei Olam. Ki avad b'nei li b'nei z'avadim avadayhim. Velo avadim avadim. It's a different point. You cannot enslave me that I cannot get out of. You don't own me. So if I can quit midday, but as long as I'm working for you, yadiki ad balabai. Therefore, in that case, we have no question. Amar v'chaya baraba barav Yohanan. Hamagbiya mesiha lachaviro kana chaviro. Oh. So Rabbi Yohanan argues. Rabbi Yohanan says, no. A guy picks up a metziah for his friend. Indeed, his friend is Zoche. Vim Tomar Mishnatenu. Oh, what about our Mishnah? Because he's learning our Mishnah where the guy picked it up for his friend. And then she picked it up for the guy in the Hamor. He said, do me a favor, pick me tonight, give me that metziah. And he picked it up for him. And still, what do we say? He could keep it. What do you mean? Once already, if you're saying that Magbiya Mitziyah Lachavero Kana Chavero, he cannot keep it. Right, it belongs to the Rochev. Say no, the Amar Tenali Velo Amar Zechali. Oh, this is what he was saying yesterday, which means he didn't appoint him to a shlichut. He told him, "Give it to me." Give it to me means nothing. Tenali. But if he told him the words Zacheli, be Zochev for me. Then already, it's like he's making him a shaliyah. Then already, an ikhnami. Once he's zocheh for his friend, he cannot back out. Look at Rashi. Vim tova mishnatenu, the bottom Rashi is over there. Diktani ani zachiti ba, zachaba, mashma lan, ani zocheh ba achshav, zachaba ba, for pishik gbiya letzorek chavero, even though he picked it up for his friend initially. Hainu tava mishun diktani v'amal lachavero, tenali v'lo mazikali atali b'agmatcha, nemsa shlo asao shaliyach, lehaknot b'agmata, ad sha'at netina. Which means, he didn't appoint him a shaliyach to give it to me. Give it to me, too late already. Give it to me already, I picked it up, initially, you never appointed me a shaliyach at the time of the picking up. You only appoint him at the time of the giving. So therefore, he's able to get out. Which means, before he gave it to him, he could be Hodeh, he could be Hosea. Mashiach, if you tell me Zacheh, which is, I tell you, at the time of the picking up, you're picking it up for me. So when he picked it up for him, he could have back out. So there's a difference between, quote him on the words, with you. So basically, before we go further, we have a fantastic machlok between Hakamim, Rabbi Hanan and Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Hanan and Rabbi Nachman, Amagbiya Mitziah Lachavero, Kana Chavero Olo. According to Rabbi Nachman, Lo Kana Lachavero, because Hav Lachadim. And according to Rabbi Yohanan, no. Magbiya Mitziah Lachavero, Kana Chavero.
Worker? His proof is from the worker?
No. He answered the question from the Mishnah. He just hold. It's okay. Hamagbiya mitzia lachavero, kana chavero. I answered from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah got picked it up for his friend, and still says he could keep it because it's talking about over there. We told him tenali, which is he never made him a shilichut at the time of the picking up. So therefore, but if an ekhnami, if he would have told him zacheli, finish. They picked up for his friend. It was kana chavero. Mishnah. Ra'a et mitzia. Guy sees a mitziah v'nafal aleha. The guy fell on it. He fell on the mitziah. Ubach el ve'azik, when that guy came and grabbed it from under him, zeshi azik ba'zachaba. The guy that grabs it is zocher. Falling on the mitziah is not a kinyan. Yeah. Amar esh lakish, mishum abba kohen bardela. Arba amot shel adam konoto bechol makom. Rule. The four amot rule. Whatever is in the radius of four amot, when a person gets to the four amot, even before he grabs it, it's his. My ta'amat, akinu rabbanan, they don't atil ansuye. They don't want people to start fighting. The guy's going to come to pick up an item. What is it, four amot? Now the guy's going to run, knock him down, grab the item. You know what? What is it, four amot? Already you see he's there. You see he's there already? Leave him alone. We don't want people to come to start making fighting. So Kazi Gavarat says, Amar Rabbeye, motiv Rav Chaya bar Yosef Pe'a, Amar Rava, motiv Rav Yaakov bar Idi Nezikin. Which means they asked two questions on this four amot rule. One question they asked from Pe'a, and one question they asked from Nezikin. Mishnah Pe'a and Mishnah by Nezikin. So it says, Amar Rabbeye, motiv Rav Chaya bar Yosef Pe'a. What's the case of Pe'a? Natal Miksat Pe'a, Yavan Ani. He goes to a field, he took some of the Pe'a, and then he's holding Pe'a in his hand. What does he want? He wants to be Zochid the other Pe'a. So what does he do? He takes the pe'ah that he collected and he throws it so it lands on the other pe'ah that he wants to be zocher. He loses everything. The stuff that he threw, he loses as well, even though he had it in his hand. Now, the Gemara says, Nafalo alea. Let's say he falls on the pe'ah. Baras talito alea. Or let's say he took his talit and he throws it over the pe'ah that he wants to collect. Ma'amirin oto emina. Again, they take it away. Nothing. Vechen be'omer shekha. Also by the
Shekha.
That's also one of the entitlements of the ani. Oh, so what are you talking about? V'ya amat arba amot shel adam konoto b'chol makom. But if you say you have the four amot rule, niknu le'arba amot dide. What are you talking about? Once the ani standing there with the four amot, he's koneh the pe'ah. What are you telling me? He threw his talet over it. He fell on it. You don't got to do all these things. He's koneh once already. He stands there.
Six away, maybe.
No, no, tomorrow he's close. He fell on it. He's right there. Hagama askinan de lo amar akne, which means he did not say that he wants to be kone. Which means when he stood in the four amot, he didn't say I want to be kone. It seems you have to have a da'at to be kone in the four amot. So the Gemara says the iti kunda banan kilo amar mayave. What do I care if he says or not? What's the rabbi say on ba amot or konot? Even if he doesn't say. So that cannot be the answer. Why then the ani you're telling me is not koneh? Kevan de nafar. Because hello, if you want your four amot to work, what are you falling on the item for? Kaled dated de benefila ni haled de nikni barba amot ni haled de nikni. Which means it's one thing not to do anything, but to do something against. He forfeits the four amot rule. Which means you're right. If the ani would have just stood there, you're right. He could tell the ani other guy, please four amot rule. See you later. But he didn't do that. The guy obviously doesn't believe in the four amot rule. Doesn't want the four amot rule to work. What does he do? He pounces on the item. What are you jumping for? And then you jump because you don't want the four amot to work. Oh, in that case, it's not going to work. So comes again what it says.
Wow.
Look at the bottom Nashi. Lo nitkaven liknot betorat takarat hachamim. Kasabur shenefilato yafelo. He thinks, you know, nefilah is better. So comes again and says, "Now, Papa, I just don't know the answer." Kitakinu le Rabbanan arba amot be'alma. When did the rabbis make the arba amot rule be'alma? Meaning regular in the street. However, besadeh de ba'alabayit lo takinu le Rabbanan, which means the four amot rule does not apply in private property. Why? Va'fagav de zachan le Rachmana be'gava. Even though the ani is allowed to walk into the private property, but he's only allowed to walk into the private property to collect pe'ah. Ki zachal l'rachmana l'halucheba v'linkot pe'ah l'meveh hatzero. No zachal l'rachmana. Which means, I guess, I give you rights to go into the field to be zocher pe'ah, but not to make it that it's like your hatzer. Which means, it's not your house. Which means, in the public domain, everybody has rights to go in the public domain. Public domain doesn't belong to me more than the next guy. So we have a rule. When I used to walk in the Rosh Hashanah, my four amot, I'm koneh. But I'm not going to make four amot for me koneh in somebody else's private property. What do you mean by rabbi? You're letting the ani go in? In his private? No. You're letting him go in just to collect pe'ah. But I'm not giving him permission to go in now to come along and say that the other guy's property is considered like mine, that my four amot are considered sheli. That's why, really, the case of the ani doesn't work, because the four amot rule does not apply in private property. Look at the top of the sheet. Kitikun Rabbanan be'alma kegon besitma or simta should reshut the kol adam, a side street everybody has rights to walk on it, or reshut rabim, or betzidei reshut rabim v'yefked rabim, everybody can walk in those areas l'mshoch letucha hetzlicha netzet min adahak. Okay, hetzlichin netzet min adahak, which means a place where everybody's walking around. Also we have to make a takana. You know what, four amot, everybody's there, each guy has permission to be there. You know what, make a tekana, four amot rules when it comes to fight. However, in a private property, look at the banan. Shere'en adam sham dalar amot miyuchedet sharbe haverim yesh lo betocha omdim etzlo. No, I think that she's going on the next one. Read the next one. She read the next line. So Gemara says, Amalava motiv Rabbi Yaakov Aridi Nizekin. Okay, he asked the question on the four amot rule from Nizekin. Why? What's the question? The item mitziah. Guy sees a mitziah. Amishna. ונפל עליה, he jumped on the מציאה. He fell on it. Uba acher ve'azik ba, another guy grabbed it from under him. Zeh she'azik ba zachaba. Ve'amat arba'a amot shel adam konot o bechol makom. Nikti le'arba'a amot ide. What do you mean? What are you going to go with the four amot? Where are you going to go with the falling? He was with the four amot. What is stupid with the four amot? He's bechone. Acher ma'askinan de'lo amar akne. Same thing. He didn't say, I want my four amot to work. What do you mean? Ve'it tikod rabanan kilo amar ma'yaveh. What do you mean? Well, he doesn't have to say it. Once the rabbi has already enacted the four amot rule, even if he doesn't say it, it should work. He fell on it. What is he showing? When did the rabbis make the four amot rule? That's a simta, a side street, a small street. What? That there's not too many
people
already walking around. It's quiet. So therefore, I could say a guy can have four amot. There'll be four amot open area for it to work. However, b'reshut rabim dekad dachker rabim. How could you make a four amot rule in a shut rabim? There's hundreds of people close to each other. Imagine making a four amot rule in Manhattan. There's hundreds of people walking around. How can they make a four amot rule? Lo tekinu rabbanan. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Ve'ha bechol makom ka'amar. It says, tekinu rabbanan, dalet amot bechol makom. It's mashma, everywhere. No, kol makom la'atuyet sideh reshut rabim. It's not coming to include reshut rabim. It's coming to include the side streets off the reshut rabim, which is still more private, but the Shut Rabim itself, no. So the case of the Mitziah was talking about, it was in the Shut Rabim. That's why when he falls on it, nothing. What do you mean? We have to fall on it. We have the four amot. No, the Shut Rabim is no four amot. And falling on an item is not enough. That's why the guy grabs it is okay.
Gemara continues. The Amar Shlakish Mishum Abakuhen Bardela Ketana En La Haser the En La Arba Amot. A ketana, a minor girl. She doesn't have this business of kinyan haser. Her haser, her courtyard, is not konah for her. Ve'en la arba amot. Nor do they make the four amot rule. Wherever she's standing, she owns within four amot. Doesn't apply to a ketana. That's what the Shakish says. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yanai Amar, Yesh la haser, Yesh la arba amot. Rabbi Yochanan argues. No, Hasid applies to a katana, and also she has the Dina for Amot. That she all the way on top, fifth line from the top. Katana in the Hasid. Im Zarak la Ba'ala get, Litur Hasira, Lo Kanta la Hasira lit Geresh Bo. Meaning she doesn't have a Hasid, Nafka Minafa, she's married, and her husband throws the get into her Hasid. Her Hasid will not be Kona, therefore she won't be divorced. Vechini Maita Omedit Beshut Rabbi, when she's standing in the public domain. They threw a get within her four amot. Even though if she was a gedola, it would work. That's how you threw a get in the house, her house. Therefore, her hased is kona. Or you threw a get close to her, and the shut harabim would work. But by ketana, her hased doesn't work for her, nor does the din of four amot. Keep one finger on Nashi. Gemara says, what is the mahlam between Rabbi Yochanan and Shtakish? Mor sabar, haser mishum yada et rabbi. So one shita holds that the din of hased is learnt from her yad. That she, mishum yada et rabbi, dichtiv, v'natan biyada. So you have to give the get in her hand. V'yada reshuta mashma. Her hand means, not literally her hand, but her reshut. Kedichtiv, v'yikach et kol arso miyado. Right, it says arzo miyado. It means his possession. It doesn't mean necessarily literally a hand. So again, mor sabar hase mishum yada et rabbi ki echi di itla yad. Just like she has a yad, but he can put together in her hand. Hase name ite. So she also has a haser. And she says ki echi di itla yad de mishu yodat de shmorat gita. When she's already old enough that she knows how to watch her get. The only time the Torah says the get is not a good get is if she's a shota, where you give her the get and she keeps on coming back. Well, she doesn't know that the get, you know, tells her that she has to stay away. But a regular girl, she has a yad. So just like she has a yad, she has a possession, so too she has a haser. Umor sabar, but Ishtaki says, haser mishum shlichut et rabbi. No, Hased works as her agent, not as her head. And therefore, v'chiyechi d'shlichut letla, just like a katana cannot appoint a shaliach, hased nameh letla. So she doesn't have a hased. So the Rish Lakish looks at a hased as a shaliach, as her agent. So now she says, "Mishu shlichut et rabbi, min rabbi rachmanas shlichut le'adam." We know that a regular person can make a shaliach, k'detanya. V'shilach melamed she'adam oseh shaliach, v'shilecha melamed she'isha oseh shaliach. Just like a man can make a shaliach, a lady can make a shaliach. Et rabbi nami hasera, da'avri aleh k'shtucha. So too, just like you can appoint the shaliach, you can appoint your haser, so to speak, to receive the get for you. So the haser is working from the time of shlichut. We know that a ketana cannot make shlichut etnan. She'en a katan ose shaliach. Dechi ketiv shlichut ben begitin ben bepesach ish ketiv. Which is by the laws of shlichut, the word ish is real. So you have to be an adult. So therefore, similarly, just like you can't appoint the shaliach, she does not have a hased. This is a famous machlok throughout Shas. How do you look at a hased? It's hased mishum yad. Was hasher mishum shlichut. If he says mitam yad, so just like you can put the get in her hand, so you can put the get in her hasher. But if you say get is mishum shlichut, just like she cannot make a shaliyah, so you cannot put the get in hasher. As Gemara says, mi ika man de amar hasher mishum shlichut et rabbi. I mean, is there an opinion that says that hasher works mitam shlichut? Is that possible? Why, Matanya? Beyado, this is talking about im matze te matze beyado a geneva, which means they found a geneva in a person's hand. Shnai mishalem, he has to pay kefir. So it says beyado, eni ela yado. I only know yado. Gago chasero vekalfifo minayin. I don't know if I found the geneva on the guy's roof, or in his courtyard, or in his porch. How do I know also that he's a chayav? Tamud omar, himmaseh, timmaseh, mikol makom. Meaning, wherever you find it, himmaseh, timmaseh, no matter where you find it. The isa kadatach, haser mishum shlichut et rabbi. But if you're going to say that haser works mitam shlichut, imken matzinu shaliach ledvar avera. So what's going to happen? A guy stole something and put it in his hased. So what's going to happen over here? You're going to say that what? The thief is hayav. What do you mean? We have a rule, en shaliach edvar avera. That what? That when a shaliach makes the avera, who gets the avera? The shaliach, not the one that is sending. So when a guy takes an item and he puts it in his hased, and you tell me, oh, Hatser, Kalfif, Gago, Hayav Kefil, what do you mean? If the Hatser is like a Shaliyah, he should be Patur the guy. Because in Shaliyah Lidvar, Avera. So you say, if you're going to say the Hatser works with Tam Shaliyahut, then we have found a case where yes, Shaliyah Lidvar Avera. Who made the Avon over here? The Hatser. When the guy stole the item, he didn't steal it, it's the Hatser that stole it. And if you're saying the Hatser is a Shaliyah of the guy, and you tell me he starts to pay kefir, so you see yes shaliach levar avera, and we know that en shaliach levar avera vekay malan en shaliach levar avera. So then we have a question. So comes again and says, Amar Avina, hecha amrina de en shaliach levar avera, hecha de shaliach bar chayuvahu. When do we say en shaliach levar avera? That's only talking about where the shaliach himself is obligated. He has chayuv. However, Aval the hasid and Avar chayuvahu mechayim shulcho. But a hasid is a hasid of any chayuvim? No, hasid is a piece of the porch. It's a roof. Hasid doesn't have any chayuvim. What's the logic why we say Avar chayuvahu? Because we say the shaliach has to listen to Hashem. What is this thing to the guy that sent you for? Devrei Arav, Devrei Talmid, Devrei Mishomim. I tell you, go kill somebody. Who told you this to me? This is the God. God says don't kill. So therefore you're on your own. So the Gemara says, that time, when do we say Enshal Maravera? It's only when somebody himself is Hayav. Masha'ekir on the Chatzir, Chatzir is not Hayav, Chatzir is not a human being. So therefore, this is not a Hayubim. So even though Chatzir is Mitam Shidichut, I can still say that the Hayub is going to be on the one that put it in the Chatzir. Lashi. La Bar Chayubah L'Shalim. That's right. that she says, Bar Hayuba, Shafu Mus. Okay, read the next part of the Gemara before we read that sheet. Imkeim, Ela Marata, Haomer Isha. Oh, so you tell me the din is Bar Hayuba. So whoever's not a Bar Hayuba, we don't have the rule of Inshad al Maravera. Okay, so a guy tells a lady, Ve'avid, or he tells an Avid, Se'u Ve'ganvuli, go steal from me. Like that a lady that steals or a lady that damages, they're not chayav to pay back. Now she says l'shalim, him shahavlu b'harim petunim, because they don't have any money. So therefore the Gemara said that they're petunim. So you're going to tell me that if a guy tells a lady to go steal, that the guy who sends her is going to be chayav? You're going to tell me by a lady since she's not about chayuva? Yes, shaliach l'mar avera, hachanami d'mechayev shulchan. Gemara says, "Amart isha ve'eved b'nei chayuvaninu." Really, a lady and an eved, they are chayav. Ve'ashtamia letlu l'shelumim. Just they're off the hook because they have no way to pay. Because if the lady's married, she doesn't have any money of her own. But what after she gets divorced, let's say, or after she comes into money of her own, she has to pay. So therefore, really, a lady is considered a bar chayuva, and therefore, the law of inshad al varara applied to a lady as well. If not, nidgarsha isha. The lady became divorced, nishtachlid ha'eved, or the eved became free, hayavim l'shalem. Okay, good. So therefore, the first answer is that even if you say hasid is mitam shelichut, the reason why, so then why is the guy hayav when he puts the geneva in his hasid? I inshadi alvar avera. No, because the hasid is not about hayuva. Because the hasid itself is not have an obligation. When do we say that inshallah alvar avera? Only when you let the shaliach who has a hayuv do it. But if a hasid is inanimate object, so therefore it will go back to the guy that sent, or the ganav itself. Rav Sama amarecha amrina inshallah alvar avera. Rav Sama gives a different answer. When do we say inshallah alvar avera? Where a guy has a choice. Right? Like we said, a guy has a choice. I tell somebody to go do something for me. He has free will. He has a choice to do it. He has a choice not to do it. He decides to do it, he's going to be hayam. But chassid, it has no choice. You put the geneva in the chassid. Chassid has a da'at to be koneh or not koneh. Therefore, the guy that did it is going to be hayam. So basically we have two answers. The first answer is that a chatzir has no, a chatzir is not a bar chayuva. That's why we don't say inshallah bar avera. And the second answer is that a chatzir doesn't have a choice. What's nafkamina? So Gemara says, Deval kurchei motiva, mechayev shulcho, my benayu, what is the nafkamina between the two answers? Ika benayu, like this. Kohen da'amal el Yisrael, a Kohen tells a Yisrael, Tzeh v'kadesh li isha girusha. Right, go make kiddushin for me on a divorced lady. So we know this week's parasha, Kohen is asu to marry a divorcee. So a guy tells the Kohen, tells Yisrael, you be Mishaliah. To go be Mekadesh. So what would be the nafkamina? Look at Ashi. Mekadesh to Isha Gerusha. Umisha'ad kiddushin over Mishul lo yikah. Once the kiddushin is done, the Kohen already is over. Torah says lo yikah. Isha, okay, good. So speak out the nafkamina. If you're going to say, what's the first answer? The first answer to Gemara is, when do you say inshallah alvar avera? That's only when the guy himself who's being sent is a bar chayuva. Bar chayuva. Oh, so in this case over here, he's not a bar chayuva, because Israel is allowed to marry a girusha. So in that case over there, the Isur is going to go back to the Kohen. Because when do you say Enchila Maravera? Only when the guy himself who's doing it is Hayab. Would be Hayab. In this case over here, is Yisrael Hayab to marry a Gerusha? No. So in this case over there, the Isur, even though he's making him a Shaliah to do it for him, the Isur goes back to the Kohen. Yeah. However, if you say the Sivara is what? If he wants to do it, if he doesn't want to do it, so this guy also has a choice to do it or not to do it. And therefore the Shaliah is going to be Hayav, which means the Isur is going to be done by the Shaliah itself. That is going to be the Nafkamina. Again, Kohen Damali Israel Tse Vekadesh Li Isha. Gemara is going to speak it out. Let's just read. I just spoke it out for you, but Gemara is going to speak it out. Iname, or another case, Ish da'amala le'isha. Let's say a guy tells a lady, akfe li katan. Go cut the peot off of a katan. You're not allowed to cut the peot of a katan. Even though he's a katan, you're not allowed to cut his peot off. That's isur. Lo takifu, it says. It says a plural language. Lo takifu peat roshchem. Takifu is plural. But a lady is not hayav in peot. So you told the lady, go cut the peot of a child. So Gemara says, Le'ach l'shtad amar kol echadi ba'i avidi ba'i lo avid. According to the Shita, it says, lo ba'i avid, I ba'i avid, but you have a choice to do it or not to do it. Lo mechayev shulcho. In these two cases over here, the shaliach is not going to be hayav. The mishaliach, the one that sent, is not going to be hayav. Either the shaliach is going to be hayav. Because he had a choice. She didn't have to cut the peot, she had a choice to do it, not to do it. In that case over there, where the shaliach has a choice, we say what? Therefore, this case of the lady who cut the peot, she had a choice to do it or not to do it. She's hayevet. Or let's say, or I should say she's not hayevet. The one that sent is not going to be hayav. That's the point. Or the shaliach that made kiddushin for kiddusha, he had a choice to make the kiddushin or not. So he's not going to be hayav, but it's not going to go back to the. To the one that said, it's not going to be a hayuv on the Kohen. However, but if you go according to the opinion that says that with the guy that went to do the isud, he's not hayav. In this case, is a lady hayav to cut peot of a kid? No. Is it Israel hayav on kiddushin of a girusha? No. So therefore, Shulchan. So in this case, with this, the guy that sent is going to be hayav. So that's enough kamina between the two cases. That everybody agrees that the shaliach is not going to get any isur of it. The shaila is, do we bring the isur back to the one that sent? So if you go according to the shita that says what, where the guy that's doing the actual act, he has a choice to do it or not to do it. Here, the lady has a choice to do the pe'ah, not to do the pe'ah. He has a choice to make the kiddushin to the girusha or not. The shaliach, that is. Therefore, in that case over there, in shaliach varavera. Therefore, you don't return the isud back to the mishaliach. And that's the shaliach's issue. In this case, it's not going to be the shaliach's issue either, because there's no isud for a lady to cut pe'ot of a boy, and there's no isud of a yisrael to do kiddushin. But the boy is not going to go back to the mishaliach. However, you say that what? That bar hayuva, only in the case where it's bar hayuva do we say inshallah maravera. So in this case over there, they're not bar hayuva. So since they're not bar hayuva, it's not going to go back to the shaliyah. But if you say what? Ibai abidu lo ba'id, this is ibai. So therefore, there will be enough kamina between the two reasons. Again, I speak out the two reasons of inshallah maravera. Why did we start off with this? Because we're trying to answer a question by Hasir. We said Hasir mitam shelihut. Oh yeah, Hasir mitam shelihut. So now I take an item. I'm a thief. I put it in my Hasir. What's the deen? I got to pay kefir. What do I got to pay kefir? I didn't steal. My shaliach stole. Because Hasir is a shaliach. It's a shaliach of a person. Oh, but you still have to pay. So what do you see? Yes, shaliach lidvar avera. Two answers. No, Hasir is different. It's a different type of shaliach. You know why? Number one, not about chayuva. Number two, it doesn't have the choice. Ibai avid, ilo ba'ay avid. Hasir is a hasir. It has a choice to do it. When do you say inshallah maravera? When it has a bar chayuva. Or when do you say inshallah maravera? When it has a choice. This doesn't follow that criteria. Therefore, it's going to be, therefore, the shaliyah, the guy who did it, the guy himself is going to be hayam. Oh, nafkemina between two reasons. Nafkemina between, give me a case. Wait, you have enough kamina. A guy tells a kohen, shaliach, kohen tells a shah, go make kiddush me a girusha. That's avon, by the way, for a kohen to marry a girusha. Even the kiddushin is asur. Does the kohen get the isur or not in this case? Well, it depends how you look at it. This shaliach over here, is he hayav? No. He's not hayav in that case. Shaliach is not hayav, the Israel is not hayav in a girusha. Oh, so in that case over there, what are you saying? It'll go back to the kohen. Because he's not hayav. When do you say that inshallah when the guy's hayav? When the guy's not hayav, it goes back to the mishaleach. Oh, but if you go according to the shita, it says ibai avid, ibai lo avid. The guy has a choice to do it or not. Therefore, the issue does not go back to the kohen. Or enough coming out, the guy tells a Israel, the guy tells a lady, go cut the peot of a katan. Is a lady hayav? No. Oh, so if you go into Hayuv factor, so then he goes back to the Meshaleah. But if you say Ibai Avid, Ibai Lo Avid, the lady has a choice. The lady has a choice, it does not go back to the Meshaleah. So that's going to be enough coming now. Li Ikanemanda Amar, Hatzir, La Mishum Yadai Trabai. Are you telling me there's a shita that says that Chatzir is not Mishum Yad? Is that possible? That Tanya Yada. It says in the Pasuk by Gittin. You put the get where? Vekatab la Sefer Kiruv Natan. It should say Beyada. In the Ela Yada. I only know you can put the get in her hand. Gaga, Chatzira, Karfifa. I mean, I know you can put it in her courtyard and so on and so forth. Minai Tamudomar Venatan. Mikol makom. Oh, so you see clearly that chatzer is learned from the word yad. So how could you tell me it's a machloket? Everybody agrees that get is mitam, that chatzer is mitam, yad. So Gemara says, "Inyan get kodei alma lo peliki da chatzer mishum yadai trabai." With the gittin is no argument. You're right. Everybody holds when you throw the get in the chatzer is learned from yad. Ki peliki inyan mitziah. Oh, the machloket is by a found object. Oh, more sabar, which means one shita holds, which actually Rabbi Yochanan, yalfina mitziah miget. And therefore, just like by get, we say what? That chaser is mita'am yada, so to mitziah also is going to be mita'am yad. And the other shita says, Shakish, no, chaser mitam shilichut. And they don't learn chaser by mitzi'ah to get, because get is an isur, and mitzi'ah is mamon. And we don't learn the dinim of mamon to the case from the case of isur gerashi. Yafina mitzi'ah miget, ki echi degebe get, itla chaser leketana, gebe mitzi'ah nami itla. That's right. By ketana, what's the deen? Venatan biyada. What are we learning yada? Not only can you put it in the hands of the ketana, but you can put it in our chatzer. So what do you learn from here? That a ketana has a chatzer by get. Similarly, we're going to say that a ketana has a chatzer by a mitziah. She found an object, it was in her chatzer, she put it in her chatzer. Now chatzer is going to be kona. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, just because you see chatzer is kone mitam yad, by get, that's no ra'aya. Because get, I'll say get is the deen of isur. And you can't learn monetary from isur. Rashi lo yalfina mamona mi isura. Fege mamona haser mi'im tim maset rabbi vikalima dishtichu tu. Humishub de'en shavar avera estrik l'mikhtavata. Which means, I can tell you get is a special law. Get is isur before haser mita'am yad. But the gabe other dinim, like maset to maset by a mitziah or things like that, is that mitam shirichut. So comes the Gemara and says, "V'ibayetema," or I can come along and tell you another way to explain the machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Get the machloket. Get the machloket. Good. How to learn haser? Is haser mitam yad? Is haser mitam shirichut? So the Gemara had a question. What do you mean? Vedacha says mitam yad. Everybody says by get, venatam bi yada. Not only yada, but hasera, gaga, karfifa. So you see, haser mitam yad. So the first answer to the Gemara was what? Everybody agrees by getin. The machloket is by other places, by mitziah, other places. How do you learn? So Gemara says, Ibrahim, beketana, kole alma, lo perigi, diafina, mitziah, miget. Oh.
Wow.
By ketana? There's no she'elah. Everybody holds, just like by a ketana, she has a yad by get, and not only does she have a yad by get, her hasir is kone mita'am yad, so you know what? General rule, all over the place, a ketana, gizrat katu from get, her hasir will be kone. Whether it's by a mitzi'ah, by whatever you want, only by a minor, but a minor girl. Because by getin, who's included in the case of get? A minor, a girl, ketana. Because that's who gets to get. So yad works, hasir works. However, oh, the mahalok is shakish of Yohanan is by a minor boy. Or sabar yafin katan mikatana. Yohanan will say, we learn katan to katana. Just like by katana, the Torah says, you have a, the hasir is kona, So to my katan also will say haser is kone. Okay. Says, no, Torah says it by katana. We're not going to say it by katan. That's another interpretation, which means you only see haser by katana because that's the by katana works. So the shmahalok is: do you learn katan from katana or not?
It's the case of katan.
Not by get, by Messiah. Is the katan, is this chasir going to be kone? Oh, nah, that's the second answer. Etema, mora marhada, umora marhada, vela pelige. Which means, could be, don't even make a mahlok, come along and say, each one said a separate deen, and they're not arguing. Look at Ashish. Vishakish, amal inyan Messiah. Oh, so inyan Messiah, what did Vishakish say? That Hatser is mitam shirihut, right? That was a shakish. The shakish. Now the shakish said, "Kol tanashon." Yeah, the shakish mishum abak kohen bardela ketana en la haser ve'en la arba amot. The shakish said en la haser. What was he talking about over there? This is the Shakish, Amal Inyan Metziah. Right. The Inyan Metziah, where we don't see the deen of Hatser, we're not going to be called Rabbi Yohanan, the Inyan Get. Right. Which means that we're talking about two different subjects. Rabbi Yohanan would say the Inyan Get. We know the Torah is Metabeh, it was Sheila. Anybody argue? Everybody agrees that by Get, Yaviyad. She has a chaser. Chaser mitam, yadit rabbi. So the Rabbi Yohanan was talking about inyan get, yesh la chaser. And when the Shakish said, en la chaser, he was talking about a mitziah. And you don't learn get from, you don't learn mitziah from get. And then each rabbi would say something else. Uiname, mora mar katana, mora mar katana. Or, Rabbi Yohanan was talking about a katana, she yesh la chaser, because get we learn is a katana, then he was talking about a katan, which means you don't have to make a mahlokin. So therefore, if we go back now to these answers, we have a few ways to learn the Shakish and Rabbi Yohanan. Let's go back and review quickly. So the Shakish came along and made a statement, a katana en la chaser. Rabbi Yohanan said, yesh la chaser. So we said, what was the mahlokin? So we said, it depends how you learn chaser. Is chaser mitam yad? Or is chaser mitam shirihud? If you say chaser is mitam yad, just like a girl has a yad by a get, right? So you give, put together a katana. Put together an hand. The chadab yad is by a katana. So chaser is mitam yad. So the Moshe has yad, she has a chaser. But if you learn quote the Shakish, no, chaser is mitam shirihud. And just like a katana does not have a shirihud, the katana cannot make a shaliyah, so too a katana cannot Bikona through her hatsed. That was the way we understood the machloket between Rabbi Yohanan and the Shakish. The Gemara had a question. Gemara said, what are you talking about? Everybody holds that get the hatsed is mitam yad. Because we have a bright that it clearly says, Venatan biyada. And the Gemara says, not only biyada, Ruadin vegaga bachatzera ubekanfifa. So you see that chatzera is mitam yad. So what do you mean chatzera mitam shirihut? Everybody says chatzera mitam yad. Well, because it's not the ketuv. Gemara says, you bagitin. Nobody argues. That's what you thought they argued bagitin. Bagitin. Everybody knows chatzera mitam yad. Their machloket is by mesiah, which means by another object, by an object of the mesiah, not by a get. Oh. And what's the machlok to the Shakish and Rabbi Yohanan? Do you learn mitziah from get? According to Rabbi Yohanan, you learn hatser mitam yad. Just like by get, the hatser works, so too by mitziah. The Shakish doesn't learn it. You can't learn mitziah from get. Get is isur. Mitziah is mamon. That's the first answer. Second answer was biketana. Which means by ketana, by a get. And what din mitziah? Nobody's arguing, by the way. Which means ketana vaday hatser mitam yad. The Torah says it. Ketana, because who's getting the divorce? She's the girl. And what din mitziah also? You can learn ketana all over the place. The machloket is, do you apply it by a katan? The Shakish will say, no,
Chatzer mitam yad, that's only by get. But otherwise, Chatzer is mitam shilihut, and therefore, just like a katan cannot make a shilihut, so too is Chatzer cannot make a shilihut. And don't learn katan from katana. And the Achmiya says, no, katan is like a katana. Just like katana, you tell me the Chatzer is mitam yad by a get, and by a mitziah, by katana, so too by a katan. So therefore, we have a fantastic malach. And the third answer is not arguing. He's talking about one thing. He's talking about get. He's talking about mitziah. Or he's talking about a katana. He's talking about a katana. And therefore, they're not arguing.